Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 15th, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in the time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886 because I am here for you, but remember that it is an emergency number. Anyway, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And please visit our radio program archives. They can be found at prophecyhour.com also. And if you scroll down on the right-hand side of the page, when you get there, you'll see a thing that says End Time Radio Archives, and that's where you click. Those archives have a app form. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, it has an app form, and that's for Android or Google Play. So, you know, get it. Anyway, now prayer will bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. And please give everyone out there ears and wish to hear the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight in your Son's name. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we have back on with us Pastor Carl Gallups. He's a best-selling author, senior pastor since 1987, talk radio host, heard nationally and internationally, TV and radio guest commentator, former decorated Florida law enforcement officer, and founder of PPS Simmons News Ministry, News and Ministry Radio Network, News and Ministry Network. I'm wanting to put radio into that sentence, but I didn't. Anyway, and he's also a member of the Board of Regents at the University of Mobile in Mobile, Alabama. Carl has written several books, The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, The Magic Man in the Sky, and a new book called Final Warning. Now, it's because of this book I brought him back on tonight, but because the book isn't actually out yet, we won't be able to get all the intimate details of the book out completely tonight, but we have some other things to talk to Carl about. So are you there with us, Carl?
I am, Pastor Dan. God bless you. Thank you. It's always a joy to be with you. And you know what? We can talk pretty much as you want to about the book tonight. It's just a few days away from being official release date. So thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, okay, I see what you did to me. Maybe you're trying to avoid the subject that I set up. Actually, here's the deal. I got a thing from the people that, announce excuse me.
Send me an email. The publishers.
Right. Well, the publisher, but also your personal people sent me an email the other day. Yeah, okay. Anyway, having said that, so I was looking at the book, and I came across a video of yours, and you were talking about the trumpets. And I went, really? And so I clicked on it, and, you know, I was pretty surprised by what I heard and what you said about the seventh trumpet. And so I thought maybe that we could talk about the book, maybe talk about that. So I'll give it back to you.
Well, brother, listen, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. I mean, I'm here as your guest. Yes, the book is out. I'm excited about it. And this is not some sensationalized topic that I've made up or conjured up or pulled out of my back pocket to write a book. This is something I have researched heavily and been documenting for over 25 years. I've been preaching it and teaching it, having it peer-reviewed, mulling over it, standing before large prophecy conferences and congregations and conferences and teaching and showing folks this stuff. And over those 25 years, whenever I would use, of course, back in the old days, you'd use the overhead gels, you know, and then finally to the PowerPoints and now, of course, video and I would show people this stuff and they would freak out and they would say, well, my gosh, there it is in the Bible. There it is in the history books and science journals and mainstream media sources. But that doesn't fit what I've been taught, or it doesn't fit what I've thought. It doesn't fit how I thought the eschatology lined out, but there it is. And so over years of showing people this, I've had so many people say, you know, Carl, please put this in a book and document. I mean, show people your sources and your resources, because they're undeniable. They're impeccable. And, you know, Pastor Dan, so for years, truly, I didn't want to write books. I love speaking. I love preaching, teaching. I just didn't think that I would be a good writer. I didn't want to write. Not lazy. I mean, I just didn't want to take that on. But anyway, you know the story. Some years back, I wrote my first book and it became a bestseller. I wrote my second book. It became a bestseller. God just anointed my writing ministry, and I kept it. In the meantime, history keeps unfolding. Prophecy keeps unfolding. I see more things, and finally, I believe it was the Lord just spoke to my heart and said, what else do you need? What else do you need? I've given you a platform. You're a best-selling author. You know, you've got the world's attention. Put this in a book. So I've done it, and it's rocking some people's worlds, but there it is. So what do you want me to talk about first? Let's deal with it.
Okay, well, amen. First, I want to say that, knowing from what I've just seen in that video, I know that you're just not accepting mainstream. You must be hearing from the Lord, you know what I'm saying? Amen. Why don't you just take us into the book and we'll see where that goes, because I'm really curious about the book. But then later I may want to talk about that video if that's in the book, we can talk about that. Because I'm really interested in your view on the rapture.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we can talk theology and eschatology and anything you want to do. And let me just say to your audience, I want to be as gracious as possible about this, because, listen, I want to be honest. I really don't hold to a pre-tribulation rapture understanding of the Scriptures. Now, I know a lot of people do. And I was raised in pre-tribulation rapture, held to it, clung to it, believed it for most of my life. And I don't want to bore the audience with the process I went through to kind of go a different way. But it came 30 years ago in seminary, as I was just really exploring the Scriptures in depth from Genesis to Revelation, comparing Scriptures to Scriptures, and just staying inside the Bible. Not going to, you know, rabbinical tradition or the Talmud or all these other things that people refer to when putting together, their eschatology. Right. Just letting the Bible interpret the Bible, let the Word of God interpret the Word of God, cross-referencing back and forth, taking the Bible for what it says and comparing the Scriptures, going to the original meanings of Greek words and Hebrew words. And I was just blown away at what the Lord just all of a sudden, I believe, the Lord was showing me this. And so, again, this has been a long journey. My church knows where I stand on it. And I tell people, look, I'm not dogmatic to the point that I'm going to break fellowship with anybody. And right. By the way, the things that I believe and teach are not weird doctrines. They're not heresy. A lot of great Bible scholars see exactly what I've seen. And long before I saw it. So again, this is not some new revelation. It's not something weird that I've just made up. I've been grappling with this stuff for 30 years. But the bottom line is, look. there's so much to talk about. Let me just,
Give me a second. I'm going to take you off the spot for a minute. First off, you know, I don't believe in preacher rapture either, you know, and I have, and I want to apologize because I just have assumed all this time that you were, you know, preacher rapture, you know, I just did. Most, biggest percentage of people who are listening to us tonight are not preacher rapture. So you're in a really comfortable audience. And no, we don't break fellowship with anybody or anything like that over such an issue. But, I don't mean to put you on the spot about it, but you know, I'm curious how you came to that conclusion because most people in mainstream Christianity, and I'm not saying you're just mainstream, you think out of the box, are preacher rapture. And so coming to that conclusion might help a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, let's just talk about all this tonight. Well, first of all, Pastor Dan, no, thank you. You're so gracious. This is why I love you so much. But no, I didn't think you were putting me on the spot. And let me just tell you, I don't mind being put on the spot. I do a lot of TV and radio interviews, international and national and coast to coast. And in fact, I've been on Alan Cohn's show 3 times. Now, if you think about being put on the spot. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, all kinds of antagonistic shows. I don't mind. And I knew, of course, you were not antagonistic. But I thought that I remembered that you were not pre-trib. But the thing is, I just want people to know that I try to be as humble about this as possible. I hope I'm wrong. I hope there is a pre-trib rapture. I mean, my feel-gooder wants that to be the truth. But I just don't see it in the scriptures. And we can talk about that all night long. We'll have fun with it. But let me just go ahead and tantalize your audience a little bit with this stuff that I've seen that has just made audiences for 30 years say, please put this in a book. Well, I finally have done it. It's called Final Warning, Understanding the Trumpet Days of Revelation. So I focus in. I'm going to start with this focus on the trumpets, and I'll give your audience 2 or 3 examples, and then from there we can get into eschatology, and I'll give you my journey, and I'll show you what I've seen in the scriptures, what Jesus says about the rapture and the timing of the rapture. Jesus said something very definitive about it, Pastor Dan. Remind me, and I'll get to that.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
This trumpet thing is the thing that has rocked my world 30 years ago. Let me just take your audience on a quick little journey here so they'll understand where I'm coming from. See, the 7 trumpets of Revelation, the pre-tribbers believe that those trumpets are things that blow, those are harbingers of wrath, that blow after the Great Tribulation has started and after the church has been raptured. Well, there's a couple of things. Let me give you some examples of how I have seen fulfillment in these trumpets. Then I want to back up and I want to deal with something specifically the Bible says about the trumpets that really just changed my mind 30 years ago. All right. You come to, I'm just going to take a couple. Trumpet 3, trumpet 4, and trumpet 5. This will be good enough to whet your audience's appetite. In fact, I think my video deals with these. Trumpet number 3, and I'm going to have to paraphrase a little bit because I don't have my Bible open right in front of me, but it's trumpet 3. Yeah, trumpet 3 in Revelation 8 says that he said, I saw a star fall from heaven, and it polluted a third of the waters, and many people. No, it didn't say a third. It just said it polluted the waters, and many people died. And the name of the star is Wormwood. All right. Now here's one example. Now. Brother, whenever the scripture says the name of, okay, trumpet 5 says, and the name of this entity that caused these problems, Apollyon, Abaddon, okay, trumpet 3 says the name of this event, Wormwood. When you see those things in the scriptures that were written 2,000 years ago, and we know that they were written for at least us and maybe beyond us, so you got to ask. The names, there's got to be something there. There's a clue. There's a word there. It's coded right there in the plain text. No Bible codes, no mystery. There's a word. There's a name. Well, 25 years ago, when I was preaching, this was before internet or anything, I remember reading a headline one day that said that the people in the Ukraine were just blown away and very concerned because when the Chernobyl nuclear disaster occurred, 1986, they said, oh my gosh, the English word wormwood translates in Ukrainian to Chernobyl. And so I remember seeing this in a newspaper. This is before internet, and I remember I was preaching through Revelation, and I had already begun to think that the trumpets were warnings that happened to the last days generation just before the rapture of the church. And when I saw this, I said, oh my gosh, you know, could this be possible? And I took it before my church. I said, guys, this is what this newspaper article says. These are Ukrainian speakers and Ukrainian natives that are saying this. I said, I have no way of verifying this. I don't know if the Ukrainian Bible actually has the word Chernobyl there. I don't know if I don't have a Ukrainian dictionary. I can't speak Ukrainian. But a few years later, of course, is the advent of the internet in the mid-90s. And, of course, I'm still preaching and teaching all over the world. And, of course, I've got access to the internet. And I started looking up Ukrainian Bibles, Ukrainian speakers, Ukrainian language, Ukrainian dictionaries. And my goodness, Pastor Dan, the word Wormwood translates to Chernobyl. So in the meantime, I began doing a lot of research on Chernobyl and discovered that, as a matter of fact, it did pollute waters. It's still polluting waters. It released 100 times the radiation that Hiroshima released. It's 10 times the damage of Fukushima. Just today, yesterday, I looked on a scientific website that's keeping up with the Fukushima, and they said, as of now, the Chernobyl disaster is 10 times worse than Fukushima, still, to this day. And really? And they built a sarcophagus around the Chernobyl nuclear plant to try to contain, but they built it 20 years ago, and it was only designed to last 20 years. It's a concrete encasement, and it's already cracking. National Geographic has run a recent article saying that it's getting ready to blow again, and that it's got enough radiation released to kill 5 million people instantly. And this is in the news if people will look at it, but the media is not talking about it. But here's this trumpet warning that says, in the last days, John said, I saw something, and it was like a star falling from the sky. Now, I'm going to deal with that word star, because I know your audience is saying, yeah, but Chernobyl's not a star, it's a nuclear reactor. Right. But look, he says, And it pollutes the waters, and it kills many people. Well, tens of thousands of people have already died from Chernobyl. The entire city of Chernobyl of 200,000 was evacuated 20 years ago. No one lives there now. It's a ghost town. Radiation levels are still through the roof. I read something that just a couple of months ago, and it's in my book. I actually stuck it in my book at the last moment before it went to print, that even in Norway, they're still finding high, unhealthy levels of radiation in their reindeer because they're eating mushrooms that are saturated with radiation from the soil because of the radiation fallout, their scientists say, of Chernobyl. And this is just a couple months ago. So the effects of Chernobyl are going on and on. The water table has been polluted. It's continuously being polluted throughout Europe. It's the sarcophagus is cracking. They're predicting that it's going to blow again. It's already released 100 times the radiation of Hiroshima. Listen, I have 4 medical doctors in the church that I pastor. I asked them, I said, thyroid cancer rate in the United States is through the roof. And I said, tell me, what does the AMA tell you about that? All 4 of them told me it's because of Chernobyl. I said, what do you mean? They said, oh, yeah. They said they know it. They said the AMA knows it. And they go to conferences. And all 4 of these doctors told me that this is a known medical fact, that the Chernobyl explosion, that the radiation dust clouds went all over Europe, settled on the east coast of the United States as well, plus a lot of immigrants from Ukraine and Europe came to the United States. A lot of those people were already radiation affected. Their thyroid cancer rates are through the roof. Plus, we've got people in the United States that have it going through the roof because of the radiation exposure. Now, this is in the medical journals. This is in science journals. This is not something on a crazy, you know, conservative preacher's website. I mean, this, and it's all documented in my book. And listen to this now. So John says, 2,000 years ago, sitting on a rock island, Pastor Dan, God takes him into the future, and John said, I saw something that looked like a star, and it polluted the waters, killed a lot of people, and God told me its name was Chernobyl. I mean, you know, if he's speaking Ukraine, because that's where it happened, he said, God told me the name of it was Chernobyl. Now, there wasn't a city named Chernobyl 2,000 years ago. Nuclear reactor technology had not been invented yet. By the way, nuclear reactor technology was invented as the result of something called Hiroshima, which ended World War II, which also rebirthed the nation of Israel. Do you see the tie to all of that?
Yeah.
I mean, brother, I mean, all of this stuff is tied together. And so I saw that and I said, oh, my gosh, could it be? Could it be? So then I look at Trumpet 4. Well, Trumpet 4 seems a little difficult to understand. It's a little cryptic. He said, this is what I saw in the last days. He said, I saw a third of the sun being kind of blocked out, and the stars and the moon, and the earth grew dimmer. And so I looked at that. I said, well, that hasn't happened. What's up with that? So I got on the internet a couple years ago. 4 or 5 years ago, and I just put in the dimming of the sun. The first article that came up, New York Times, 2004, reported, scientists report that the amount of light coming to the earth is now, get this, Pastor Dan, one-third less from what it has ever been before. Scientists are now recording this phenomena. It began, the study of it began, guess where? In Israel. Now scientists all over the world have documented a global dimming effect. Your listeners can put that in Google and find out I'm telling the truth, or buy my book. I've got all the references right there from science sources. Again, not from crazy preacher sites, from science sources. Again, NASA, NOVA, National Geographic, Science Today. I mean, it's there. It's called global dimming, by the way, which is causing global cooling, which you don't hear anything in the news about it because the politically correct, popular myth of man-made global warming has taken the stage. But guess what the temperatures are doing? For 18 years, we have been cooling. And many, you know that. Meteorologists have logged that, but yet you've got the global warming conferences, and every time they have a conference, it snows on them.
We're almost at break. I want to hear much more about this book.
I got
fascinated. It's supposed to be I was told it was speeding its way to me, but you know how that goes. But tell them where your website's at, and folks, you can see the final warning right up on, when you get to the website, it's right there. So tell them where to go to, Carl.
Thank you. It's CarlGallops.com, CarlGallops.com. I'm a Southern Baptist pastor, have been for 30 years. I was a cop before that. I'm solid. I'm conservative. I'm not an idiot. I've been researching this stuff for 25 years, and when we come back from the break, I'll tell your audience stuff that will blow them away. I haven't even gotten started.
Okay, I can't wait. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Carl.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Few things in this world are more important than clean, pure water. Understanding this, AVR makes four tabletop water distillers available to you for purchase. First, we have the 5.5 hour per gallon with polycarbonate collection jug for $139. The second is a 5.5 hour per gallon with glass collection jug for $189. The third is a 3.5 hour per gallon with polycarbonate collection jug for $189, and our premier tabletop distiller is a 3.5 hour per gallon with glass collection jug for $250. All our distillers have a stainless steel boiling pot, dome, and cooling tubes, and the premier version also has a splash flap to protect against contamination of the cooling tubes. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com for more information and protect your water supply.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Proxy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. And I want to tell you, this last week, when last Friday night, I had to take somebody to the emergency room, and I walked in there, and I don't know what it's like in your city. You might go check it out just to see. But I opened the door, and it was like the bubonic plague in there. I mean, there was so, I never seen so many people in that emergency room coughing and sneezing and mask on and everything. And I even asked the woman, I said, has it been like this or what? Is this just a rush? She said, it's been like this for days, all day. She said, it's been this way, and I apologize. And, you know, what did she have to apologize with? The point is the flu is really, really super bad, especially in Wichita where we're at. Well, we give the homeless and poor medications, over-the-counter cough syrups, those things that you take for granted, cold tablets, anti-mucus pills, all those things. We give those things to the homeless and poor, but we can't do it without your help. We really do need your help. I mean, the poor, well, you know, people say, well, don't they donate or whatever? Well, they donate by working around the church and things. But we need your help to do the things that we do. That's what it boils down to. And I haven't written any books yet or anything. And so, you know, I don't have anything to sell you. So all we can do is pray that you would support what we do. You know, the Father notices all donations that come from where? your heart, folks. And so that's what I'm asking you to do, is to pray about it and pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. Help us help these people out there that need food, clothing. They need medications. Help us out with that. Just, you know, but pray about it. That's what I want you to do, because, you know, I'm more comfortable if you pray about it, because I want you to get something that comes from the Father. I mean, that's just the way I feel about it. A lot of people wouldn't say that, but I'm saying that. I want you to pray about it first and see what the Father puts on your heart. And if he doesn't put anything on your heart, then don't send a donation. So that's the way it is. Anyway, you can donate online by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com, or simply call me at 602-878-4682. And now we're talking with one of my favorite guests, and we're having fun with him. He's talking about his new book called Final Warning, and we're talking to Pastor Carl Gallup. So you're still with me, Carl?
I am, Pastor Dan. Thanks for having me.
Amen. Well, you know, it really made my, I'd have to say this. I mean, I have nothing against pre-trib rapture people, but, you know, when I saw that you weren't pre-trib rapture, you know, by watching the video that I did, it just encouraged me greatly, because I know you're a man of God and that you hear from him. I can tell I've read your other books. I've seen your video. We've talked about the rabbi who found Messiah, and I felt that you were really led from the Father, and I know that you are. Especially when I found this issue out. So like I told my producer, I said, I'm just really rejoicing over Carl tonight, you know, so amen. So let's go back to your book, Final Warning.
Yeah, thank you. Well, listen, so I was talking about Trumpet 3 in Wormwood, and I want to go back to that and clean a little bit of that up. And then Trumpet 4, this dimming of the earth's light by one third. I mean, that's what the prophecy says. And that's all it says. But yet, as I told you, documented in my book, to my great shock, I discovered that since 2004, for the last 10, 12 years, scientists have been observing and documenting and cataloging this exact phenomenon. Now, they don't know it's in the Bible. They don't even talk about that. But I'm looking at it in the scriptures, and it says that in the last days, this is going to happen. Now, And scientists are using those exact numbers. In fact, they said it's as much as 37% the sun has been dimmed. And again, you don't hear much about it because global warming is the political agenda to control the world and the economies. You know, you got a global warming. We're burning up. No, for 18 years, the earth has been cooling. That's the truth. And guess what? That's what the science says. And guess what? 2,000 years ago, that's what the Bible said would happen in the very last days before the rapture of the church. But let me go back to Trumpet 3, because I promised you and your audience we'd talk about this, a star falling from the sky, etc. I do have the Bible in front of me now. I'm sorry I didn't when we first started. You know,
I figured that's what you did.
Yeah, it says right here, it says, the third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch. And, of course, we know, well, I'll talk about that in a moment. It says, fell from the sky, a third of the rivers, a third of the springs of water. The name of the star is, if it's in Ukrainian, it says Chernobyl. By the way, the Ukrainian Bible says that. It's the word in Ukrainian is Polyn, P-O-L-Y-N. We don't have a word for that, but the synonym, the Ukrainian synonym, and many Ukrainian Bibles have it, is Chernobyl or Chernobyl. And it is there. And the Ukrainian speakers, Ukrainian authors, Ukrainian writers, I've read their articles, they swear, they point to it, they show it in the scriptures and in the dictionary. It's there. So you literally have a prophecy where John says, I saw something, it looked like a great star blazing like a torch, it fell from the sky, polluted the waters, polluted the springs of waters. And that's actually what has happened all over Europe. The name of the star is Chernobyl. A third of the waters turned bitter. Many people died from the waters that had become bitter. Now, so people point to this and they say, yeah, okay, all of that's really cool what you found, but it says here, John says, I saw a star. So, you know, no star has hit the earth. And I stop them and I say, wait a minute, think about what you're saying. First of all, we're obviously dealing with symbolism here. We're obviously dealing with veiled symbolism with types and images. This is prophecy. This is how it's done. And I said, but you're going to challenge me because the scripture says, John says, I saw a star. And I tell people, I said, do you know what a star is? A star is a sun. Our sun is one of the smallest stars we know of. And we also know that if the earth were just a few miles closer to it, we would burn up. So he obviously didn't mean a literal star hitting the earth. I'm sorry, but that would do a whole lot more damage than a third. And we would burn up before it ever got there. So there's something symbolic about this. He says it looked like a torch. Well, a star is going to look a whole lot more than like a torch falling from the sky. But when you get to trumpet five, he says the fifth angel sounded his trumpet. Listen to this. I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. All right, it sounds just like trumpet three, but look what he says. And the star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he, the star, opened the abyss, smoke rose from it. Okay. So in the fifth trumpet, he says these stars are messengers. They're harbingers. It's not suns falling from this. And it says it right here, right there in the Bible, chapter 9, verse 1. Right. So when you go back to the third trumpet, no, he didn't see a literal star, but he saw a messenger from heaven blazing like a torch. But yet this event also resembled that. Well, what do we know about Chernobyl? I've got all this document in my book. When that reactor blew that night, Brother Dan, when that reactor blew, the concrete lid that was on top of that thing blew into a million bits that went over a half mile into the air, came down on fire, all of it, came down on fire, radioactively alive, blazing like torches, thousands and thousands of torches from a half mile in the air, raining down on the land, killing people, throwing radioactivity all over the place, polluting the waters. And today, 25 years later or more, the waters are polluted, the land is polluted, 200,000 people are evacuated, tens of thousands of people died, millions of people are radiated poisoning, the sarcophagus is getting ready to blow, thyroid cancer rates are through the roof in Europe and in the United States. The media won't talk about it. National Geographic is running articles saying, look, this is bad. But you don't see it on Fox News every night. You don't see it in the media. Fukushima blows up and everybody goes, oh, this is terrible, this is terrible. And it is. But Chernobyl, as of yesterday, according to a scientific site I was on, 10 times worse, 100 times more than the radiation released on Japan at Hiroshima. And in the Bible, 2,000 years ago, of all things, John said, I saw something that looked like fire falling from heaven. It polluted waters. It killed people. And its name, God told me, is Chernobyl.
Wow. Now, I can't wait to look at the book and read the book and see your breakdown of it. That's amazing.
Well, that's just one. I mean, I do all of the trumpets like that. Every one of them has...
Give us another one. You got me in suspense.
Okay, I'll give you another one. Yeah, I won't give them all of that, but I'll give another one. So, well, I said trumpet four. The next thing, the very next trumpet, starts talking about the earth being dimmed with light by a third. And, you know, for years people read that and said, well, that's going to happen, you know, in the last days, and it's some big omen, and it's the wrath of God. No, the trumpets are not the wrath of God. The wrath of God is poured out in the seven bowls of wrath. These trumpets are warnings. They're harbingers. They're designed for the last days generation to understand and know, look, when you see these things happen, you're in the last days. It's getting close. It's getting close to the rapture of the church. So trumpet number four, as I said, I saw this and I said, well, you know, the earth hasn't dimmed by a third. Well, actually, it has. By 37% reported in the headlines of the New York Times, the most liberal media rag in the world. And then I went from their articles, from their links to the scientific journals, and there's article after article after article from scientific journals all over the internet that this global dimming effect has been recorded. It's been measured. Scientists all over the world know about it. But the global warming crowd has seized control of the talking points and the media. So there's another one. Boom, there it is. Now, I'm going to tantalize your audience with this one. The trumpet five prophecy is the most detailed, the most amazing, the most astounding, the most mind-blowing, unbelievable fulfillment of prophecy anywhere in the Scripture. It's right there in plain sight, and people are missing it. They're missing it left and right. And, of course, the pre-tribbers hate when I point this stuff out because it totally blows their theory. And so immediately I'm dismissed with the H word. You know, I'm called a heretic. But I say, okay, but how do you deal with the name of the star is called Chernobyl? How do you deal with the New York Times saying that for a decade the earth has been dimmed by a third? How do you deal with what I'm getting ready to tell you about Trumpet 5? And they don't know what to say. But why am I a heretic when all I'm doing is pointing out what the media and the scientific journals say, and what the Ukrainian language people say, and what the Ukrainian Bible says, and what the Ukrainian dictionary says, and what the Word of God says? Why is that heresy to show you wormwood is Chernobyl? The earth has dimmed by one third. I mean, why is that heresy? Well, it's because it totally blows away the pre-trib rapture, and some people just can't deal with that. But let me get to this fifth trumpet. Now, don't have time tonight to do all the details, but I'm telling your folks, get my book, because I go piece by piece through it and show folks. But let me just get to the bottom line that's going to blow your audience away. You go through this prophecy, and just I'm going to paraphrase it. It says something terrible is going to happen, and you got to assume that this stuff happens in the Middle East, basically, or Europe, because that's where the prophecy is centered first. And not in the United States. I know a lot of people in the United States don't get that. They think, you know, well, Starbucks is open and the NFL game's on, so there's no tribulation going on in the world. So, right.
And
okay.
You hit the nail on the head. Really, yeah, that's the way the West thinks.
I know, brother. I know. And you know, and they forget prophecy is centered first in Europe and the Middle East, first, and particularly around Israel. But when you get to the fifth trumpet, it says something terrible is going to happen, and you have to assume it's in the Middle East. And it says the ground's going to be opened up, an abyss is going to be open, smoke and fire is going to come out, and something happens to a people for 5 months. The word 5 months is there twice. And then it goes on to say, and people will long to die, but death will escape them. And then it goes on to say, and the name of the, and it says angel, the word angel means messenger, the name of the messenger that brings this about, he is a king, and the king's name is Abaddon, or Apollyon. Now, again, Pastor Dan, when you see in the Scriptures a name given to us, and for 2,000 years people have looked at that, and I've read commentaries and Bible study notes all my life as a kid growing up, and at the bottom of the Bible it says, Abaddon means the destroyer. Apollyon means the destroyer. Apollyon is a Greek word, Abaddon is Hebrew. I say, okay, the destroyer, this wicked, demonic, satanic being that comes up out of the pit or something, the destroyer. Okay, I got it. All right. Well, except we had a little thing called the Gulf War where Iraq attacked Kuwait and was in Kuwait for exactly 5 months until the Allied forces came into Kuwait. 5 months they were there, exactly, and they lit 800 oil wells on fire that burned for 11 months, that darkened the sky in the middle of the day. It was as black as midnight, according to scientific journals. I've got all this recorded. These are not my words. These come out of the science journals and the military journals. Right. For months and months, the sky was darkened by thick black smoke, fire coming out of the ground. A five-month invasion, are you getting ready for this? And the name of the person, the name of the entity that caused all of this, his name translates in English to the destroyer. Do you know what the word for destroyer is in Persian, which comes right out of the Middle East, one of the most ancient languages of the world? The name for destroyer in Persian is Saddam.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. No, Persian language experts documented the enemies of... No, listen, it's all in my book, and again, it's all documented from language experts, from media sources in the Middle East, from media sources in Israel, from media sources among the Muslim nations. They all attest that the Persian word for the destroyer is Saddam. So I started doing some research on Saddam Hussein. That's not his name. That's his nickname that his mother gave him. Because when she gave birth to him, she almost died because it was a terrible pregnancy. And by the way, I tell people jokingly that's the only abortion I wish had really happened, but it didn't. but how could this be, Pastor Dan? Trumpet 3, the name of the star is Chernobyl. Trumpet 4, the earth will be dimmed by a third. New York Times said it's been going on for 12 years. Trumpet 5, the name of the person that attacks a people for 5 months and causes smoke and fire to come out of the ground. His name is Saddam. How can that be, Pastor Dan? I mean, it's there. It's there, and there's no denying it. So either, and by the way, I've only dealt with three prophecies, and I can talk about all the details of all of them. It's all in my book, and it's all documented, and we're running out of time tonight. But my question for the audience is, look, these three examples I gave you tonight, and there are four more because there's seven trumpets.
Right.
Either this is the biggest, unbelievable, freaky coincidence in the world, or this is exacting prophecy being revealed in our lifetime, right before our eyes. And we have to get out of our paradigm of, no, by gosh, it's pre-trib, or no, by gosh, it's this way, it's that way. Gallups can't be right. It's not Gallups. It's the scriptures compared to what language experts say, to what scientists say, to what the mainstream media has reported. It's not Gallups. I'm just a record. Listen, I've been showing people this for 25 years. Again, you can see now why in prophecy conferences people say, oh, my gosh, you know, please.
I got a question for you, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We've got a few minutes, so, you know, about 4 minutes. So let's go with this. How did you – now, listen, like we just talked, Western thought patterns, you know, they want to put all the Bible right here and everything, like we said just a moment ago. How did you get to look at the Bible in the manner that you do look at the Bible, you know, with it being Middle Eastern centric?
Yeah, the Lord revealed that to me back when I was – see, I was a cop for years, and of course, I was a Christian and a Bible student. But when I went to seminary, everybody was talking pre-trib, rapture, pre-trib, rapture. And of course, I was amen, 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 because that's what I was raised in. But I had this spirit of conviction come over me, and I started taking Greek and Hebrew languages, and I started comparing what I was learning from that to the scriptures. And then I went to the book of Revelation, and I started reading it, and I said, oh, my gosh, this just doesn't really fit when you compare Revelation to what Paul said, when you compare Revelation to what Zechariah says, what Daniel says. There's not a pre-trib rapture there. That's what my spirit was saying. So I immersed myself in this study, and then it hit me. Prophecy is not supposed to be interpreted from Florida or from North Carolina or from Georgia. It's supposed to be interpreted from the Middle East first. This is where it all began, and it's where it's all going to end. And in the meantime, Florida and Georgia and North Carolina is certainly affected. We're certainly come to play in it. But don't read the trumpet prophecies of Revelation as a Floridian. Read it from the Word of God. Let the Word of God interpret the Word of God. Let facts and truth and science and language experts interpret what these things mean, and interpret it from what's happening in the Middle East. It's all centered. Listen, everything is centered around Israel and what God has done and is doing and will do through Israel in the last days. Out of Israel, Israel was promised to Abraham and his seed, and out of Israel the whole earth would be blessed. God says, it is Israel that proves that I am God. It is Israel that proves that the Bible is the Word of God. It is Israel. Has any other God ever done such a thing, he says in Deuteronomy 4, to take a nation that was not a nation and make them into a nation? Isaiah says, has anyone ever heard of a nation becoming a nation in one day, yet God has done this? Ezekiel 37 says, these dry bones you're looking at in the last days, this is the whole house of Israel that I will bring back to the land, Ezekiel. And Ezekiel 38, he says, now let me tell you the nations that are going to come against my return to Israel in the last days. And we're watching these nations compile themselves right now. And so, Pastor Dan, I mean, it just hit me about 30 years ago. Oh, my gosh, we're reading the Bible incorrectly. We're supposed to be looking at it from the Middle East and from Israel. That's God's sign to the world. That's where it all began, and that's where it's all going to end. And we better start looking at his word correctly, or we're going to be sitting over here in the United States making a big mess out of it.
Yeah, amen. Let me add to that. You know, that was just like when I read the Bible, that was my problem that I had, is I read the Bible and I took it for what it was, you know, a Middle Eastern book, and I read it that way. And so I really understood much. I didn't pinpoint the things that you're pinpointing, but I understood, you know, where things had to be thought from.
Yeah.
Point being is do you believe that... the West, this takes us much further along than people, these Western people, you know, are thinking. Aren't they going to be just totally surprised, really?
Yeah, and that's what breaks my heart. It, you know, Jesus said in the last days there's going to be a great falling away. And I don't know, but I know there's apostasy. Apostasy is already happening. We've got whole denominations that are marrying men and men and women and women and, you know, and declaring that evolution is the way and abortion's okay. And so the apostasy is already here. But,
right.
But there's also a falling away. People are going to be deluded. People are just going to be, they're going to give up their faith. And a part of my heart says, oh my gosh. What if the pre-tribulation rapture is not the way it happens? And what if this tribulation that man brings about is going to sweep the world, and people are going to see this, and Christians are going to have to be making tough choices, and they're going to say, where's the rapture? Where's the rapture? Now the rapture's coming. The Bible's clear about that.
Well, amen.
But it didn't happen when they thought it would, and I think they're going to be deluded and crushed. And I can give you an example. Listen, I'm talking to you tonight from Pensacola, Florida. Back in 1988, there was a guy in Pensacola, an evangelist, that wrote a book called 88 Reasons Why the Lord is Rapture, was coming back in 1988. And it went all over the nation. And, of course, he was wrong. And when it didn't happen, there were thousands of people that left churches over in this area. I was here when it happened. And they were all upset. And then he wrote another book saying 90 reasons why the Lord's coming back in 1990. He said, I made a mistake in my mathematical calculation. So he gave himself 2 more years. People flocked back to church. And in 1990, when the rapture didn't happen, thousands of people just left the Christian faith right here in this area.
Yeah.
So if that happens on a little microcosm scale like that in this little area where I'm from, what could happen in this nation around the world?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So that does concern me, Pastor Dan. Again, I pray the pre-tribulation rapture is absolutely the way it happens.
Hey, I'd like to leave any time, you know. But
Me too. But I just don't see it in the scriptures. I don't see it that way. And then when I look at these trumpets and I see the word Chernobyl and Saddam and 37% of the earth and 33%, you know, and the light is dimmed, and I read the science journals and the New York Times, and I'm saying, oh my gosh, the key words are there, the trumpets are blowing, this might be God's final warning.
Okay, I gotta break in. Folks, the book is called The Final Warning. Carl Gallups is the author, Pastor Carl Gallups, and we've been talking to him, we've talked to him lots. But anyway, we'll get him back on. Carl, tell them where they can find the book, and when's it going to be out? It's only got a couple days away or what?
Oh, yeah, you can order it now. It won't be in Kindle till February 3rd, but you can order it from Amazon. You can order it. My publisher is WND Books out of Washington. You can order it from their website. You can get it at carlgallups.com. You can get it at gallups.com. You can get it at finalwarningbook.com. You can get it at amazon.com. You can get it from Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million, almost anywhere you look for it. But my website is carlgallups.com. You can start right there.
Okay, well, you be blessed, brother. I got to get out of here. We'll be talking again. Goodbye and shalom. Folks, that was Pastor Carl Gallups, The Final Warning. We'll hear some more from him on this. But anyway, remember, there's only one God. He is your father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Always be a blessing to others. Pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.